Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, author and inventor, Gail Lynn.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Karen Hammack. I am Mark Legere, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I am so excited about today's show for so many reasons, not the least of which is I have been learning already from participating in getting ready for this show, in having conversations actually with both our guest and our performance guest. And I knew, for example, when I was sat down to read Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing, our guest's book, that I was going to learn about a new technology, potentially a new technology. Turns out it's a new technology based on old technology that we have forgotten or been not taught. And so with that, I gathered that I was going to learn a little bit about Tesla and a little about sacred geometry, 369, and all that. And lo and behold, I start getting into the book and I'm learning about the creator, the inventor of this product, and her process from childhood, and the ups and downs and the turns and the twists. I learned about certain relationships, and I learned about business models, and I was learning about how to make a movie and how to not make a movie. And as by the time I got to the technology we're going to talk about in the book, I thought, you know, I don't know how anybody else would have been able to get to this without having gone through all of that, at least in this time, in this age, in this moment in our civilization. And potentially with this technology, then there may be ways of speeding up processes. But in the meantime, there's a process. And what I appreciated most from both our guest and our performance guest today is that they've embraced a process, their journey, their life in such a way, and then have turned around and offered this. We're going to see these great offerings that are being offered both by our performance guest and even our guest and our performance guest, who said, I want to present music that's going to help people, and I want to share something that's going to help people. And that was very important to her. And it seems to be the mission behind exciting product and technology and process that we're going to be talking about with our guest, Gail Lynn, and then with our performance guest later on, Karen Hammack, all on the Life Changes Show online edition right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads, transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on the Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
Okay, well, I am Filippo. This is the Life Changes Home Online Edition and Life Changes Show Online Edition. And this is our episode 699. We have titled this episode Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. You'll see why in just a moment. I am with our producer, executive producer and co-host Mark Lejeur.
Boy, you know, we've been having these kind of conversations for a long time. I am so excited for tonight's guest and for this conversation. And what really has inspired our conversations in the past is talking about new tech and validating ancient wisdom and ancient wisdom inspiring new tech. And well, boy, we're right spot in the crosshairs tonight.
Absolutely, actually. Absolutely. Our guest is a rebel. She's a dreamer. She's an author of Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. And she's an inventor of a few things, including the harmonic egg. Welcome, Gail Lynn, to the Life Changes Show.
Oh, thank you. You forgot to say I'm a hot mess sometimes.
No. Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I was thinking, you know, some people actually do seem to come on this planet knowing they're here to do that, whatever that is, and then they go and do it. And I don't know a whole lot about Tesla and his real story or whatever, but he came and he invented. You, on the other hand, you went through all these processes, but you didn't just invent something. You provide around the something, community and love and processes and business senses. So to me, it seems like you needed to go through your things to figure out, oh, wait, there's a better way to do this, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. And when I hear I'm the inventor of it, I kind of have to chuckle because I think that this was a technology that was downloaded from somewhere else. And so I feel like when I see Gail Lynn, I'm like, who is Gail Lynn? And what is an inventor?
So much so you said you didn't even want your name on the book.
No, I really wanted it to be anonymous. But my editor said, how are you going to do interviews? How are you going to? And she said, people need to know where this came from, the energy of the person that brought it through. And I'm kind of shy about it, but I said, all right, if that's what I've been chosen to do, I'm going to step up and I'm going to give it my all.
Truly feels like that, because from your beginnings, this is not who people would not have said for sure. I almost could say this 100%. You're going to grow up to be an inventor of new technology for healing.
I don't think so. My neighbors thought I was going to be the first professional baseball player in a man's league.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So you got that ability. Good on you. You have a lot of abilities. Did you not? Then you did a lot of things, actually. But automotive, right? Well, that was a man's world at the time.
Absolutely. And I, like you said at the beginning, there's no way that I could have gotten to where I'm at today without going through what I went through. And I chuckle at the universe now to, you know, automotive, okay, to bring through the engineering of this modality. Then telecom, which was international business experience. And then Hollywood and what I, you know, who I learned from, my charisma and stage presence, I learned from David Stanley, who learned from Elvis Presley.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention. I was learning about Elvis Presley, things I never knew.
Right? So I feel like it was just kind of a funny joke that the universe played on me. And then it's not my story anymore, but molested by the priest of the Catholic Church at 14. Yeah. And then getting together with David, who was an evangelist, when I already walked away from God, because when you're 14, God is the priest. So super hilarious what the universe has put me through to get me where I am. And even when I had the prototype of the egg, I remembered being born. And I remember there were some forces in the room. wasn't my mom, wasn't my dad, wasn't the nurses, wasn't the doctor, but somebody or something was above rubbing their hands together and saying, "She's here."
Oh, wow.
What is that about?
Wow.
Obviously, there was something special, but I want to be here to help people to find their truth, find their higher self, find their power. We all have so much power that we've been duped to believe that we don't, and we do. And it's just a muscle, learning how to see without our eyes, learning to tune into the energies, learning to tune into any energy, which is infinite, and energy is information. So if you understand energy, you can communicate with anything. And I had a really special call with a lady and her partner who are buying an egg for Ecuador. And she is a doctor that goes from Lima to Ecuador. Now, she didn't speak any English. I speak very little Spanish. But about 20 minutes into the conversation, I understood everything she was saying. And she understood me. And we were all crying. We all had goosebumps, and she was giving me these virtual hugs, and it was a beautiful expression of energy.
So I want to get into a little bit of technology or experience. I feel like before we can do that, we have to talk about the harmonic egg and what it is.
Okay. So the harmonic egg is a sacred geometric wooden egg. We used the golden ratio for the dimensions. We used Tesla mathematics to really design the egg. So the outside of the egg is paneled with 12 sides, a dodecagon. And so 2 + 1 = 3. And Tesla says if you can find the secrets to the universe, or if you can unlock the secrets to 3, 6, and 9, you can find all the secrets to the universe. Now, did he really say that? Because in our world, we hear a lot of things, but over and over, I've heard this. I've heard his favorite number is 9, but I also heard it's been 6 because in between 3 and 9 is 6, and that's the sweet spot. So if you look at the numerology for our show tonight, it's 699 is 24, which is a
Oh,
6.
wow.
I look at this stuff. I look at this stuff.
Love it.
So the
Thank
egg
you.
had to be made out of wood because wood doesn't hold information or energy like crystals. It's not, it's a living technology. It's not made out of plastics and metals. And you think about the acoustics. And so the harmonic egg has the 3, as we talked about the outside. The 6 is a hexagon platform. And then the 9 is 360 degrees of healing. 360 in the egg is the 9. So 3 plus the 6 is the 9. And so the wood was really important. What type of wood? It had to be a lower density wood, but the dimensions were important. And the sound that we use. So Karen, that you're going to hear later on in the show, that wants to use music to help people. The music that I chose for the harmonic egg had to be from a person like Karen, who, from a heart space, from a high vibrational space, a high expansive place to help people with her music is the key. Ego doesn't work in the resonance of the egg. Greed doesn't work in the resonance of the egg. The music is very specific, it's very important. So those things went into play when I was designing it or downloading it, if you will. And then we had to figure out, where would somebody be positioned? The speakers in the parabola are to your left and right, as if you're inside of almost a speaker box, but with headphones on. So when you hear the music, you hear it almost from the top or the back because it hits you right in the middle. And then it spirals around you. So you have that aspect of it as well. Then you have the lights, because when there's an imbalance in a chakra, colors, different colors of lights can bring those chakras back into balance. So not only did I combine sound and light, we have vibration, we have the resonance because the door does close. Don't freak out, claustrophobia people. It's okay. There's a doorbell in there for you to ring if you need help. But it's just this beautiful space. It feels like a hug from the universe. And there's 40 minutes of music and 10 minutes of complete silence for integration. So when you're in there, you have all these modalities. So Edgar Cayce had talked about long before, you know, he passed away in what is 1940s. If somebody would bring together, and I'm paraphrasing, the spiritual forces of sound and the spiritual forces of light, it would be an amazing modality for the future. So the resonance, because you're enclosed and it's not just dissipating into the ether of a room or being outside, you have stronger scalar waves working with the toroidal field or the body's toroidal field. And so there is an egg field, there's the human field, and somehow with that creation, with the sacred geometry and all the components, they interact together and the egg can pick up the imperfections, not that we're not perfect the way we are, but the imperfections in the body, and can kind of bring those back into balance. And how does it do it? Some of it I say is magic. And until we have testing devices that can test subtle energies, the science that I say is behind it is the testimonials.
You have some amazing testimonials, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get into those. One of the things that was really important to me is, as I was learning myself about this, is that we know of the technology or the methodologies or modalities that are used today or have been used in the past, maybe too well. We know them, and they're on the news, and they're in the magazines, and they're on our TV shows and movies, and we hear these words over and over again. And yet, I had never heard heliotherapy. I had never heard chromotherapy. And bioresonant frequencies, I kind of feel like I've heard that, but I'm thinking, here are words we need to put out right now, right here with you. Tell us about those, please.
Well, yeah, there's all kinds of different modalities out there now, and it's beautiful, but we need to be discerning, because there's going to be more and more coming out. We're going to hear about med beds and EE system and heliotherapy and cryotherapy and the Novathor beds and the Juve machine. And I can go on for 30 minutes, but we don't have that much time. But we have to be discerning, and we have to start learning to think for ourselves. Tune into our bodies and find what works for us. Every single person is their unique, it's a unique being. So what works for one may not work for another. And so I tell people, you really want to tune into your body. If you walk into a room and they're going to put you into a machine or put you on a technology, somehow hook you up, and you have that sick feeling in your stomach, it may not be something that is for you. And I've had friends who would walk into a room and say, please turn that off, because they just couldn't handle the energy of it. And what I've tried to create is a space for egg guardians with the business model that I use, with love and integrity and reliability and community are our brand attributes. Because when you surround something with love, and then you have now 100 owners worldwide loving their egg, and the egg seems to be a self-organizing system that connects as a living conscious technology to each other, and you have all that love from all those center owners loving their eggs, how can it not be just healing?
So... you talked about how when the egg was born, or when it was finished, you had the designs, you had an experience. Where is that experience? Is that a dream type of experience? Is that in your subconscious? And then how does also that translate? Because I'm getting the sense that that's kind of the place that one can end up going within the egg experience?
Yes, that's great. So a lot of people believe that they need to go to delta and theta, and they get caught up in their egos wanting to reach this delta and theta. But if you look at alpha waves are like, you need to be active in the process. So the alpha waves are the ones that you keep your mind to participate in the healing at some level. So I say that the egg takes you to the level below the level of consciousness at an awakened state. So you're participating, but a lot of people tell me they didn't fall asleep, but it felt like 5 minutes. Well, it's clearly 50 minutes. So where did they go? Does time really exist? And so it is a process by which I think you participate, and some people will go to delta, theta, but I think they go through a wave of, they're in alpha, they set their intention, the practitioner will help them set their intention. So they're holding that space to manifest and really hold that intention for themselves. And when two or more are gathered, you have the practitioner holding that intention with you. Mm. So they may be in alpha and they're thinking and they're holding their intention. They may then go into delta, theta, but then they come back out into alpha when the sound goes off. So in that silence, they're really paying a lot of attention to what is going on. But a lot of people get answers to their questions in their dream state, and then they forget their dreams when they wake up, like me. But when I'm in the egg, I can get so many answers. I literally will sometimes bring a notebook in there because I can't remember everything that I'm being told, shared, communicated. You know, it's really amazing, the experience that I have. I feel like it's physical, it's emotional, it's environmental, but it's also spiritual.
I like how you were really adamant about the fact in our conversation and let me know that there's no Wi-Fi involved, like the music can't be played through Wi-Fi or through Bluetooth, and the great lengths you've gone to that, and it makes me think, I know we're using technology to have this conversation, be able to share this conversation. It seems though that for ourselves, on for those who can't get to an egg just yet, something like turning this stuff off and tuning in more is important, and maybe even on the way to the egg to get more out of the experience.
No, that's a great point. We need technology breaks. We can't just be sitting in front of our computers all the time. And I think I read somewhere that Steve Jobs wouldn't let his kids have an iPad, or, you know, that he wouldn't let them be on technology all the time. I mean, did he know something we didn't know? Mm. Got to question that. And so I think too, with listening to different music, we want to be really careful not to listen to compressed music like MP3 files, because Karen will probably attest to this, that it takes away the integrity and the meaning from the musician, because when you compress that, you're taking away some of that beauty and artistry from the musician. So we use the WAV files, full 650 megabytes, 700 megabytes, a song. So you won't be able to fit 1,000 songs on an iPod with the music that we use. But a lot of people don't really understand that. And I think it's really important to the nervous system to not listen to compressed music if you're listening to it for healing.
You know, Gail, I'm listening to you, and I feel like you're not done. Obviously, you've got the egg in so many places. You've got a business model that hopefully we'll talk about in a little bit here, and that is revolutionary, evolutionary, I can say. And those same voices or experiences that you're having, whether it's in the egg or these knowings, are they saying you're going to be doing all these other things, or you're just growing? It's just this. Don't worry. We're not going to ask you to do more. Just keep growing this. I'm just curious.
Well, you know, they always want you to do more. When they get your attention and you're doing good things and you're serving people, they always want you to do more. But I also know that there's got to be balance And they're very demanding, whoever they are, they're very demanding. And so, yeah, they definitely. So I had another download that will be announced soon. It has been announced to my my egg guardians. It's going to be called the LIFT, Let It Flow Therapy. Oh. It'll be for home, you know, for the home. It won't be an egg for the home, but it'll be for the home. And what they shared with me was it's going to change generations of people, because when you're fighting with your spouse or your partner or your child, and you're about ready to just smack the child right upside the head, go get a lift. Go into the lift, take a little break, and come out and handle the situation in a different way. And then that's going to affect the generation of your children's children and their children's children, because I think I want to see less domestic violence, less suicide. And what if you can just go get a lift and just take a little break or an adult timeout and come back to a situation and handle it in a different way? You know, we might be able to change and have more love, more kindness, more empathy, and, you know, and just less of the domestic violence and suicide and abuse in households. Has been really stressful with and since COVID. So I really felt like this is, it's time for this to come out.
Wow. Wow. I'm thinking of the title of the book, Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. And in it, on the cover, there's the harmonic egg, and it's beautiful, and I can't wait to experience it myself. And like we said, our executive producer Dorothy Donahue has experienced it and thought very highly of it. And when someone experiences it, what are some of the things that they're saying? And I suppose you can go into a couple testimonials if you would.
Okay, for sure. So I have, I want to support my center owners. So every Friday I'm online at 10 o'clock, my time in Denver. So any owner can come on and ask questions. And they also come on and they give testimonials. And it's so beautiful. It's what gets me up every day to do what I do. I really literally almost work all day, the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. But I do take breaks. I have a horse. I go out to the yard and do different things. But they come online with these testimonials that just blow my mind. So we had a testimonial from the Arizona Center stating that a gentleman who was a tech computer programmer had a stroke, and he couldn't open up his fingers, and obviously he needs his fingers for his job, and he was devastated. The doctor said it could be years, it could be months. They have no idea when he could recover and go back to work. After a couple of sessions, in 3 weeks later, he's back to work. Like, what? Mm-hmm. Our bodies are amazing. Mm-hmm. And I don't necessarily, you know, say it's the harmonic egg, but with the, if we're vibrational beings of light from source, from creator, from God, then why shouldn't we be healing with sound and light? So we can reset the nervous system. And when the nervous system is in balance and your body's in homeostasis, you can heal from anything. We have amazing bodies. We believe that a bone breaks and we're going to heal from it. We believe that we cut ourselves and it's going to scab up and heal. But why have some people believe that they have a death sentence when they get a certain diagnosis? We've been duped. We've been absolutely duped. So we have a lot of people that come in with Parkinson's, and they'll come out and they were shaking or they were shuffling their feet. And then when they come out, they'll take a full heel to toe step, which I didn't even know that was something that was really important to people. I take a heel to toe step and take it for granted every day of my life. And when you have Parkinson's, you can shuffle your feet and not able to take a heel to toe step. And we have people come out and they just look at their feet and they look up at me and cry. And I said, what is it? And they say, for the last 2 years, I haven't taken a heel to toe step. Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Crazy things happen. I had a Marine come in. There's one Marine story at the beginning of the book, but I won't tell that one. I tell that one a lot. But I had a Marine come in, big burly guy, flew in from Texas. And when he came out of the egg, He looked at me, his wife was sitting there, and he said, "I always talk to God, but inside the egg, God talked back to me." I just started crying. So I don't know, do I hug this guy? I mean, he's this big burly guy. Do I hug him? What is, you know, what's the protocol here? What do I do? So there's just amazing, amazing stories. And of course, there's going to be those people that come out and say nothing happened. But sometimes you'll talk to their partner and they'll say, what? A lot of things happen. I see, you know, a kinder, gentler, less stressed out partner. But sometimes you'll have that. So I always say, don't have any expectations. Go in there and it produces a bit of a natural high. So a lot of people come in and say it's like an ayahuasca ceremony, or it's like they smoked a joint, which, you know, I did try pot once. But I don't engage in that kind of stuff, because I feel like I have a natural high all the time, and it's not with any outside influence. I live in this blissful, joyful place since I've been doing this kind of work, and it doesn't affect the metabolism, and it's not, I mean, I guess you could be addicted to the egg, but is that a bad thing?
You go, Gail.
Right?
We're talking to Gail Lynn. The book is Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. The harmonic egg is exactly that, harmonic egg, and you can go to harmonicegg.com and learn more about Gail and the egg and the experience, and find out at the website where you can experience a harmonic egg yourself. She's on, the harmonics egg is all over Twitter and Facebook, at Harmonic Egg. There's some YouTube videos as well you might want to check out. Find that on YouTube. We also have the links on our page at Life Changes Show for Gail Lynn, L-Y-N-N. And we have just, I should say, G-A-I-L-L-Y-N-N. We have just a couple more minutes with Gail when we come back. But Gail, it would be great for you to share your business model in the few minutes we have remaining, which is very unique and special. So we look forward to that when we come back. And we look forward to our Ask Dorothy segment. And after that, our performance segment with singer-songwriter Karen Hammack, all on the Life Changes Show online edition, right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes Show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo Voltaggio, host of the Life Changes Show. This is our episode 699, titled Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing, based on the Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing book that our guest has written, who's a rebel, a dreamer, an author, and inventor of the harmonic egg, Gail Lynn. Gail, you probably couldn't hear it because we were all muted, but our executive producers and I, we were all singing your praises.
Oh, thank you so much.
And I personally want to know, what is the name of your horse? Is that okay to ask?
Yes, it's Holly. And we just wrote a children's book called Little Dragon and the Giant Egg. And Holly makes an appearance in that book.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we'll need to know about that and share it on our social media pages. We'd be happy to do that. And in the couple minutes we have remaining together, Gail, I'm thinking in the book, I was learning about certain relationships, if you can call them that, that you've had. And in it, you learned what to do in business, what not to do in business, and you know, what to do in love, what not to do in love. So somehow I have a feeling this has shaped your business model of the future.
Absolutely. I felt like we talked about the brand attributes, love, integrity, reliability, and community. Yeah. And I kind of rolled everything into one, if you will. Everything that I didn't like that people did to me or I thought was wrong in the world, I rolled it into my business model. And I don't, I wanted to create a business model that was divine feminine of cooperation. That we can all be abundant, that there's plenty for everyone. And I don't want to be the rich person at the top. I mean, how much is enough? You know, when you look at the Bill Gates and the Elon Musk, how much is enough? Mm. And so I wanted to share that wealth. And
I'm sorry to interrupt, but to your words, to your point, we've been sold a bill of goods there too, to make that look good, right?
Right, right. And I just can't be happy with my center owners not being in abundance. So I put tens of thousands of dollars of money back into the business. It's not a franchise. And you sign up to be an egg guardian to be of service. And so I'm going to support you. You're going to have free advertising on the website. I'm hiring the SEO company. I'm hiring the PR company. I'm doing these interviews to make the egg a household name so that all my egg guardians can be in abundance. I don't want it to just be top heavy. That's not fair. We all need to be abundant. There's plenty for everybody. So I felt it was the matriarchal business model, the divine feminine of cooperation, not competition, and the business model of the future, I hope.
Hmm. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And may it be so. Is there going to be a how-to business book or something shares it, or maybe you talk about it in is the world ready to hear that business model and how it works and gets executed, because it's obviously successful.
Well, absolutely. And I now hear my center owners, my egg guardians repeating. I had an email today and it said, I spoke to the center owner in Modesto and I want to have an egg in Clovis, California. And it's, you know, it's close, but not too close. And she said, the Modesto center owner said, the more of us that are out there, the better we all do. And I'm like, they're learning.
Wow. In other words, the competition thing, you just obliterated that whole thing.
Right. It's cooperation.
Cooperation. Wow. Wow, Gail, more power to you. I'm excited about what you do and how you do it and why you do it and all that you're doing and going to be doing. So thank you so much. I have a feeling we'll be touching base again and looking forward to that. In the meantime, unlocking the ancient secrets to healing. I did have, as soon as I said that, one quick question. Is it possible that when you say, you know, why science is looking to the past for the future of medicine, like in walking in some of these things, like potentially the pyramid or some cathedrals or something like that, maybe some of that was already built in and that's what you're talking about there too?
Yes, absolutely. I have like 90 references in the book about how sound and light has been around for thousands of years. And yes, a lot of these churches were healing places.
Wow. Wow. So much to learn or remember or listen to and be downloaded, whatever case may be. I'm looking forward to it. So thank you so much, Gail. Again, harmonicegg.com, harmonicegg.com. Find them on Facebook and you could find Gail all over as well. Gail Lynn, GAILLYNN. And we have her up on our website at lifechangesshow.com. Unlocking the Ancient Secrets to Healing. Thank you for doing that with us and for us, Gail, today on the Life Changes Show.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
It's been our pleasure. Oh, wow. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Margaret from Laguna Beach, and I am a teacher and a healer thanks to the workshops I took with you. You helped me so much, and I trust you can help me now. I am losing patience during these challenging times and want to know how I can manifest more patience after having already waited so long for the good I believe that is coming.
Dear Margaret, patience is a skill, and therefore it must be practiced. Most of us have not been taught to be patient, and therefore patience is often only acquired as we struggle to become all we have come here to be. Once we acquire patience, I have discovered that life is less of a struggle and that patience provides us with more joy. Don Swaby, a wise man, posted on Facebook his view of patience, and I love it. He says this, "If you're like me, practicing patience can sometimes be hard, especially when we have a huge desire we wish to fulfill or a goal we wish to achieve. What helps me is remembering that the past, present, and future are constructs of my mind, and time is one fluid thing that can only be truly experienced now in each and every present moment. Everything manifests and unfolds in divine timing when it's supposed to. So we might as well enjoy the ride because life is the ride." So, dear Margaret, you might want to begin your day with a thank you to the universe for providing you with all of the patience you need so you can truly enjoy each and every moment of your new day. I personally make it my everyday goal to constantly believe that something wonderful is about to happen, and I excitedly look forward to the happiness and joy I am capable of manifesting. If you still find patience eluding you after setting your goal to manifest it, you might want to read The Power of Patience by M.J. Ryan, in which he shares how we can slow the rush of life and enjoy more happiness and peace of mind every day. I trust you will find the patience you deserve.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, Karen Hammack, on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a talk, music, and variety show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor and celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, business leaders, and children, we are here to inspire our audience to do life better. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show. As your life changes, we're here for you. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We are back, and our performance guest is so many things. She is a performer, a teacher, a composer, a multi-genre keyboardist, a recording artist, and the founder of Valley Girl Beats, a music production studio Karen Hammack. Welcome, Karen, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you.
Karen, talk about synchronicity. You were introduced to us by a friend, Annika Paris, who's also been on the show. And we not only grateful to her, interestingly enough, we've connected you and I over the past year and a half or so, and then finally here we are able to have you on the show. And it happens to be a couple days before Annika's birthday. So,
oh, perfect.
So happy birthday, Annika.
And happy birthday, Annika.
And so, Karen, I was taken by you when we first talked a year and a half ago, and you stayed in my mind, and I'm glad that we're finally here able to have a couple of the conversations that you and I have been having all along. Your music has come to mean different things, obviously, to different people, but your own, because you've accompanied so many artists and you've worked with so many musicians as a teacher and as a producer, etc. But your own music started very, very young and has developed. Tell us about that.
Well, I started playing piano when I was really young. My father was a professional musician in LA, and I started playing. I just had a natural affinity for it, and but I had a sort of an interesting childhood. My father was a professional musician, but we didn't really have a relationship, so I sort of developed a lot of my musical life away from my family and my home. But I have been playing professionally since I was 16 years old. And wow. Yeah.
Like actually making money for yourself, right?
Because
you moved out of the house.
I did. At the time, it was just my home situation was, let's see, how can we explain it? It wasn't good. And so what I did was my mother and my stepfather said, well, we're going to move to Fountain Valley. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, go live with a friend. And basically I just started my own life. So, I mean, there's so much more to it, but
yeah, of course. We have a couple great songs we're going to get to hear. So basically also your music supported you at keeping you as sane as possible.
Oh, completely. Absolutely. Absolutely. So music for me, has always been a very grounded place for me, grounded in facts and grounded in work and grounded in joy and all kinds of situations. And I have worked all my life as a musician. So a lot of things that I do were just very craft orientated, but the music has I don't want to say it saved my life. I just want to say that I'm so grateful for it. And I'm grateful for all of the incredible people that I know, and artists that I have worked with and still work with. That's also an incredible.
So it's interesting that the first song that you're going to actually perform live for us is titled Family. Now,
yes.
Are we talking about your chosen family, I hope?
Well, this song was actually written actually for one of my sisters who just had not had an easy time of it, pretty much everybody I know. It's a song about just reaching out. Can I say something really quick about it? To So a lot of times I think that we're quick to think that we have to do all of this work to get better and all of these things. And I think sometimes that it really is just a friend, somebody to have a cup of coffee with, somebody to who really cares about how you're doing. Mm. And that, and it's really that simple. It really isn't complicated. It's
family, it's, community.
Yeah. You know, and it was, yeah. Absolutely. And just
friends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Well, let's hear it. And we'll talk little bit more about that. When, after we've heard the song, so this is Karen Hammack performing her song Family live for us. She's going to be singing and playing the keyboards on the Life Changes show.
Can you hear the piano? And
absolutely.
All right, good. Okay. Forgive me, my friend. It's been way too long. That's why I wrote this song, because I miss you. Oh, I miss you. Are you safe and warm? Do you have shelter from the storm? Or are you sad and all alone? I wish you'd tell me. I wish you'd tell me. We're family. We're family. Do you remember when we were young? We threw our cares to the sun, but then came the scary things. But that's okay, because we've got wings and we're family. We're family.
Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
So Karen Hammack, and Karen, I know that we know a lot of people with depression, and
yes.
So that song becomes even more important when we think about having depression and not being able to reach out to someone that might be able to understand us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So one of the messages you wanted to make sure that came out loud and clear today is that there are many of us out there, right?
Yes. And what happened for me at a time when that I had depression very, very, very bad. And a lot of people were, you know, trying to help me, and, you know, we've got to, you know, take you here, and you've got to go to this therapy, and you've got to do this and that. And just, you know, you've got to work really hard. And then a friend of mine just came over one day and just said, Karen, I love you. What's up? What's wrong? And it was so simple. Mm. And it was so simple. And it was just like, you know, coming over to have a cup of coffee. And I say that it's a little bit symbolic, but I think what I've learned is that I think that we think we have to work so hard to fix everything. And it's really a lot simpler than that. to me anyway. And that really helped me.
That's beautiful. Thank you. And you have been working in music all your life, which
yes.
is which is amazing, especially with so many different ways that the industry can turn and change and all of that. And so you are continuing to make it happen. And so you have a song that's right now in a movie, right?
I do. My second cousin on my father's side, the son of my cousin, Lynn Ellen Lacey, John Lacey, who's a wonderful actor. He's also a great filmmaker, and he has a movie out called Rosebud Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And Rosebud Lane is a film about a woman who is a single mom in a small town, and just it's a family drama. And John asked me if I would write something for the final scene. And I did. I actually gave him something, and then I had an epiphany one night and realized it should be something else that I wrote in about 2 minutes. And it worked. So, yes.
Yeah. So, and here it is. Okay. Actually, so here is Karen Hammack's pre-recorded song, instrumental. And you're playing most of the instruments?
Well, I'm just playing piano. And also synthesizer strings.
Okay.
Yes. Well,
there it is. So
yes,
Karen Hammack and her song, same title as the movie.
Yes.
Rosebud Lane, here on the Life Changes Show.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for that. Karen Hammack.
Yes.
I want to let everybody know they can find you at karenhammack.com, and I'm going to spell that Karen, K-A-R-E-N, and Hammack is H-A-M-M-A-C-K.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Dot com.
Yes.
And you can find her at Karen Hammack Music on Spotify, is it?
Right. SoundCloud. You can also purchase this song, some other music on Bandcamp, which is another site for musicians. And the movie itself, Rosebud Lane, will be available soon. It just got a distribution deal. So anyway.
So good news all the way around. Karen, what a pleasure. Thank you so much for being
Thank
with
you
us
for
today.
Having me. This has been fantastic.
I'm so glad you think so. We think so too. And it's been great to have you as part of this show. Karen Hammack, a big thank you to you. And a big thank you once again to our interview guest, Gail Lynn. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.